how the idea of the Elemental Grace Alliance came to me. It was early August of 2011 when I was reading a book called The Gnosis and the Law by Telles E. Papastavrou, which was written in 1972. It is a book of what I would call high resonance and is basically a group of channelings from higher levels of administration and directors of this planet. What struck me most of all within this book were the pleas from those of the elementals and other groups who wanted the assistance of humanity to help bridge the universal gap between the elementals and their work in humanity itself. For this was the greatest battle being fought between the two levels of conscious awareness. Where the elemental and nature kingdoms were bound to human actions and thought forms, regardless of their ignorance to the reality of those in the higher realms of the elemental and nature kingdoms. It bothered me to such a degree that I felt a huge moving within me. My heart began to race, and my mind became very scattered as to how true this was and what I could do about it. These feelings overtook every cell within my body. I can only describe it as God desiring my full attention. I gave it a lot of thought and deliberated long and hard on what to do. Having had the experience of a similar situation in May 2008 called the Melvedec Alliance, I will discuss the Melvedec Alliance in a little more detail later. However, for now, just like I knew that that had to begin from the top down, so must this endeavor. In other words, from God, Him, herself filtering all the way down through the respective levels of evolution into man's conscious awareness. The Gnosis and the Law seemed to be this filtration of information. The vision of change that I was given during these few weeks post-reading the Gnosis led me to the only solution I knew to find the answer that was required. It meant that I needed to formulate what I call a high council of all those whom are responsible for and uniquely involved in changing man's awareness. And so, I began my search and my investigations into how, where, and with whom I needed to connect with to find the resolution to the imbalances that are present between humanity and the elemental and nature kingdoms. I decided there and then that I would call this project the Elemental Alliance Council. It all began with this communique with spirit.